to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello. Welcome to episode 53 of Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Yeah.
I hear everything in doubt.
Oh, you hear? What do you hear?
Everything. The TV in the background.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, it's not the microwave. It's my fan. But yeah, I forgot this was on. Police. Like, I was watching. No, there are no police officers. What are you talking about? There are so no police. There is no sirens.
I had to stick up boys on the corner.
You stupid as hell. Shut up.
Shooting dice or some people that don't shooting craps.
No, like, I forgot I had the Hateful Eight on. I was watching that before the show. It's a pretty good movie. Okay.
Well, let's try. Can I do the introductions
without
without the soundtrack? Okay. Welcome to episode 53 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I am your host,
I heard that little slip up.
Got to say it with the Colonel Rob Parker there. Champion! Joined by... Oh, Rage, I got to do you last this week. No disrespect. Joined by the owner, the founder, the main event, Double A the Rant.
What's going on?
What's up? I know. Yeah, and look, Double A, you sound
don't
like...
Don't get me sick.
He's, I know, like, Double A sound like he got SARS.
You need to, keep your Ebola over there.
And also joined by my co-host, the notorious one himself, Laquan. What's up, Laquan? Wait, Matt.
You're talking to somebody else? Because that's not who you're talking to. You're talking to Rage.
Oh, I thought I was talking to Laquan. Everybody wants Laquan. They want Laquan. After last week's episode, there has been so much request to speak. Everyone wants to talk to Laquan Henry.
Well, I don't know who Laquan Henry is. I know who Rage is. And I am Rage. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Okay, all right, Rajay.
That ain't my name either.
Go ahead, Rajay. Rajay. Rajay.
Not my name.
Come on, Laquan. They love you.
I don't know who that is.
Hey, Rajay.
I don't know who that is.
Joining our chat room by Bernie Sanders 16.
Yes.
Matt, it is your law.
Kid Human. And Matty Legend. Matt Squires. Got three Matts up in there.
Too many Matts.
Wario,
gotta get rid of
Van Peek. Wario, happy birthday, Wario.
Happy birthday, whatever, sir.
My man Cash Cow called in. Doing our anniversary salute.
He's still a bitch.
John. And the right reverend passes it down. We have
nobody.
Will Morgan, who has been... I mean, he's just been pulling people just out of the woodwork.
How the hell did, I gotta ask. You know, it's one thing to get... it's
I
one thing
my
to...
Ear.
I'm sorry. Like, if it's one thing to get, like,
Oh, wait, before you start, Surfer is on, and Y2J. All right, go ahead.
I mean, it's one thing to get Stevie Ray, but how the hell did he get Teddy Long? Pretty soon, I'm telling you, look, William...
I can get anybody that's not employed by WWE.
William, I will forgive you for you firing me if you can somehow get CM Punk on your show. I will forgive you for everything... You will forget. I will forgive you for everything you have ever did to me, for the firing, for replacing me with that piece of shit ass motherfucker.
We don't want CM Hibbert on this show.
What's his name? Tone. I will forgive you for replacing me with him if you get him on your show.
We don't want CM Hibbert show.
I want CM Punk.
What would you do if CM Punk was on the show and you'd be the first one on there to ask questions and he hoard the mess out of you?
No, he wouldn't.
How would you feel?
Me and Punk would be cool.
Okay. You know how you would feel? And I know you probably don't know this reference, but Double A does. You would feel like that episode of Fact of Life. Tootie made that head of I think it was Jermaine Jackson.
Oh my god.
And it got stuck in the... Somebody put it in the shower. And it, like, crushed all her dreams and aspirations. That's how you would feel.
I would just also like to say to Pastor Sadell, bless me, Father, for what I am, for all the sinning that's about to commit to, that I'm about to do tonight. Bless me.
I'm not committing anything. I've actually... I can't. Anymore. I'm cleansed.
I may not believe in a God, but I do believe in a Pastor Sadell. And that's
After that sinful dip that we took last week on the show. No.
The disaster. I thought that was a very well organized show.
So we all want to know if Laquan called that guy back last week.
No, I don't know who the fuck Laquan is. Look, whatever. Look, I didn't get a call from some guy or whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. But
you didn't take a drive. You didn't take a road trip down to DC.
No.
It sounded like you was on your way. You just had to jump in the shower.
I was not.
Oh, all right then.
Look, that's the first and last time you'll ever hear Laquan.
All I know was. When the show was over last week, you were quick to get off the call.
Because I wanted to go to sleep. Shit.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shit. I mean, I like doing the show but I want to go to sleep.
All right, T-Wong Fu. All right.
Whatever.
Yes, and I am feeling better this week. I'm feeling better, but this week I've been so... busy, and I've had like moments here and there, but those moments I've had have been me time. So there have been a ton of people that I have not who've tried to hit me up from my best friend since I've been 10 years old all the way. I have talked to nobody this week, and I don't mean nobody from the chat room. I haven't talked to anyone this week. I haven't talked to you since the show last week.
I know, yeah, because my week has also been super, super busy. Seriously, my week has just been straight up busy. I had to go here, had to go there, had to meet this person, had to meet that person. It's just been hectic.
So, Rage, you have a supporter in the chat room. Trump is your supporter. How do you feel about that?
I'm sorry, but I don't support Trump. I don't support Trump.
Trump says, "Don't be rant EM correct. Be yourself."
I am being myself. You think I'm gonna change who I am
because that's why Squire said you took a golden shower.
Squires can eat a dick. I'm so sick of Squires and his shit talking and all of his stupid ass memes. You ain't funny. Anyway. But,
I think I'm... Why don't you do the show? I think I'm just going to hang out in the chat tonight.
Why?
It just seems fun there.
No. You are the host.
Why don't you get another host and I will hang out in the chat tonight?
No. If you want to hang out in the chat, you can type something, but you ain't just going to flat out abandon me. I don't abandon you.
Oh, that is balderdash.
Now, before you even go there, it's not my fault. Because, again, there's someone on this other call who likes to hang up on me when he feels like he wants to.
You know what? I'm not going to change
myself just because some suit tells me to.
All right, that suit's going to fire you at some point.
Okay.
Rage, so
man, of course Surfer, and of course Surfer comes in there. I'm so sick of Surfer.
I still believe
Mammy is fucking Surfer.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody says.
Masquire said that it took you 8 hours to finish reading your highlights magazine. I want to know, did you even get to Gallant and Goofus yet?
I don't read highlights.
Well, Goofus and Gallant, I forget which one it was. You've read highlights.
I've not read highlights.
I'm going to have to pull that up. That's what I remember from highlights. I remember Goofus and Gallant, I think it was. Let me look it up. I heard they bring Garbage Pail Kids back. You know what those are, Rage?
Garbage Pail Kids? I remember reading something like that in the...
What are they called?
Garbage Pail Kids?
No. Garbage Pail Kids.
I thought you said what are they?
Come on,
I don't know. I don't remember who they are.
Quick Google search.
Garbage Pail Kids. All right. Garbage Pail Kids. Oh yeah, I have. I've read these before. I've had stickers.
Red cards.
I forgot these were cards. I had cards and comics of these.
Not comics.
No, stickers. These, where did I get these stickers from? It was in some, like, I don't know. I don't remember where I got them from, but I know I had, like, cards and stickers before.
I don't know if I asked you this last week or not, but I think I did. You did watch All the Heathers, right?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of the ending?
I thought the ending was fucking crazy. and the ending was somewhat kind of like... It kind of confused me a little bit, because, like... He had the bomb strapped around him. And, like, she was, like, right in front... As, like, he's, like, blowing himself up. I'm like, how did that blast radius not kill her and just him? Like, but, I mean, that's really all I was, like, thinking about. But I thought the ending was just crazy.
Well, when they panned out, I don't know how far away he was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand what you're saying. But, So we, if memory serves me correct, we did talk about that last week because I gave you some more homework. Did you watch any other movies I mentioned?
No, I have not yet. Again, I haven't got a chance to really watch anything this week.
And you said you wrote them down. What were the movies I mentioned to you?
You said Teeth. You said, hold on. You said Teeth. And that's all I remember.
But you wrote.
I got a list. I didn't listen. I know you told me not to write them down. You said listen to the show. You'll get it. So I'm gonna listen to the show again, and probably I would have been watching like two of the movies by next week. I'll probably have a review for you next week.
Okay. I think it was Teeth.
I'm definitely gonna watch Teeth. I'm gonna get to that one first.
Wario, I didn't know about the cartoon. I know about the movie. I didn't care for the movie, but I never saw the cartoon.
That was a cartoon. There was a movie to this?
Mm. Yeah, it was a movie of it.
That's insane.
It was one of them things where I didn't get a chance to see it until like later. And then when I saw it, I was like, eh, not good.
My goodness.
So I don't know if I've been extremely busy. I don't know if you had what type of, it looked like you were doing some work compiling news. I saw you. Every now and then I would pop in and see you compiling some news. I have no clue what stories you have. I saw some stuff that people posted. Big up to Iron, who, I mean, out of nowhere is able to, like, pull out a lot of news. So thank you, Iron, Brian.
I found some stuff, and then there was something that I desperately wanted to talk about when we got on the show.
Okay. So go ahead. Have at it, Mike. Go ahead.
So, you know, let me just get this out of the way. So, stop calling me that.
I didn't. I just said the name. Why you identifying with it? What's going on? Is it your alter ego?
No, it's not.
Nicki Minaj has Roman, and you're Laquan.
I'm not Laquan.
Where'd that name come from? Let's off the, for real. Real talk for a second. Where did? Because that just happened. And Double A, you know, and I'm not going to ask Double A too much. I know he's not feeling well, but Double A, you don't have to say anything, but. You just were so flawless with it. Like, it was just so natural for you last week. Even more natural than Hugh. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, where did this manifestation of Laquan come from?
I just pulled it out of my ass.
I'm starting to believe that that's what you did.
That you're doing a lot of that.
Shut up, Double A. Damn. You and your co-host got a lot of shit to say when I'm not on, huh? Man, I'm sick of y'all. Anyway, like I said, it just came right in my head. And, I have a lot of gay friends, so whatever.
So,
did that answer your question?
I'll whatever you say.
Anything else you'd like to know?
Mm-mm.
All right. Whatever.
The chat might have some questions, but I'm good.
Whatever.
What?
I am not about to
let's see what this. Say.
I ain't about to deal with them.
Let's see. All right, wait a minute, hold up. It says Trump says rage like me doesn't use a teleprompter.
You're damn right. I don't stick to a script like everybody else.
Cash Cow says you've been holding on to that name since you were 12.
Cash Cow can go eat a dick and go back to work.
Joshy said, Reed, you're a drag queen.
Not a drag queen, but whatever. Don't care.
And let me see. That's it.
See, this is why I don't like being in the chat room. This is exactly why I don't like being in the chat room. But
Cash Cow says, quote, unquote, gay friends. I'm sorry. Quote, gay friends, unquote, ?
I'm not acknowledging anything that comes out of that fuckhead's mouth.
Uh-oh, a Mammy Harris sighting.
Don't care. Really don't care.
So, I mean, so, is Mammy Harris related to... I want I think we want to know what Laquan looks like.
Oh my
does
god!
Laquan look like?
Yo, do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Does Laquan look like Mammy Harris, or does Laquan look like EJ?
Can you do me a favor and not get Matt Squire started, please?
EJ Jones. I mean, Surface said, "Hey, girl." Cash count is something that I'm not gonna repeat.
He a bitch too, bitch. Man, I'm out of here. I ain't dealing with them tonight.
I have read about Laquan at Home Depot bathrooms. That's what Squire said. He read about Laquan at Home Depot. They are lighting Laquan's posterior up tonight.
I ain't about to deal with them tonight. Anyway.
Go ahead, hit news. I know you want to talk about some stuff. I'm going to keep chilling with the chat. Go ahead, I'll listen to that.
Well, of course you are.
Why not? It's fine.
So, Erin Andrews, if everybody doesn't know who Erin Andrews is, she's a Fox Sports analyst. And she was the victim of a Peeping Tom video that circulated, I think it's last year, a year or two ago. So, case ended, and she ended up being awarded $55 million on it. If you haven't seen the video, I'll see if I can link it. But basically, it's just her in her hotel room, naked, just getting ready for something. That's it.
Laquan is here. Laquan is in the chat room. So at least we proved that it's not you.
Y'all ain't got no lives. None. Fucking none.
Ragey Foo, don't let them get you down, sister.
Man. Y'all ain't got no lives.
Cash Cow said that Laquan looks like a mix of Florida Evans and Ving Rhames. I'm sorry, but I just... I'm done. Somebody said Laquan looked like Holiday Hart. I'm finished. Rage, you know who Holiday Hart is?
You see, Rage, I do something nice, and this is what I get. No, fuck that. No, because I do something nice,
and this is what I get. You did it because Tony C forced your hand.
It doesn't matter. I did it. I do something nice, and this is what I get. So, fuck y'all. It doesn't matter. I'm going to still kick all y'all asses. All right, it doesn't matter. Fuck. Do something nice, and this is what I get. Fucking time.
Do you know who Holiday Hart is?
No, I don't.
You don't know who Holiday Hart is?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so there's a trailer for Holiday Hart. Will you listen to it at least?
Yes, yeah, since my story isn't important, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. You forgive me, Ray?
Oh, so this is who Holiday Hart is? Fucking Ving Rhames and drag, man.
I'm sorry.
Man, I'm so sick of y'all. I really am. I it really fucking
wasn't enough that he took it in Pulp Fiction. He had to go with the Holiday Hut. I'm sorry.
You know what? I think I have seen this before. I think this is the moment where I lost all of my, like, this is where Ving Rhames didn't scare me anymore.
He looked like Patti LaBelle in this one clip.
Man, look. Ving Rhames, like, Ving Rhames used to scare the living shit out of me. Like, I saw the movie Undisputed. I saw Baby Boy. I saw a few other movies he was in. I keep seeing these damn ADT commercials he's in, and he scared the shit out of me. Then I saw this movie.
I
remember seeing this before a long time ago. But when I saw this shit, I'm like,
how old were you when this came out for you to be watching Holiday Hunt?
How old did I watch this? Was I watching this? Damn, when did I watch this? Like a year ago?
You said a long time ago. Then you go hop on about a year ago.
Oh, a year ago is a long time for me, but whatever.
Gotta keep those lives together, buddy.
I'm not lying. I'm not. But
came out 2000. Came out 16 years ago.
Look. It doesn't matter. I'm not scared of Ving Rhames anymore after this shit.
All right, let's hear the trailer. Hold on.
Yeah, because my news story just
so
ain't
won't
important.
So, give a warm welcome, if you please, to the penthouse's oldest treasure, Holiday Heart.
Everyone loved Holiday Heart. His life was always full, but his home was always empty. Then, a little girl entered his life.
Holiday!
Come on, muscle man!
And nothing would ever be the same.
But baby, we all got a story to tell.
Don't worry, I wasn't about to tell you, man.
Mama, I got my own bedroom! My own bedroom!
We're not going back, are we?
I made you a promise.
You need to better stay here. My mother needs to stay away from him.
Happy birthday, Mickey!
The wind.
I mean, I usually have a list of wishes, but we got everything.
I wish that I could stop wishing.
So this one has money.
Maybe. He just lives and deals in his limo.
Nikki!
It's Nikki, Wanda, and me. Just stay away.
Sometimes you'll find...
She's been gone for 2 days.
...that to get by in this world...
I'm worried about Nikki.
Oh, now you're worried.
Tell that person staring at you that you love her.
All you need...
I'm trying!
...is a little heart.
Sing to me, Holiday.
Ving Rhames. Alfre Woodard.
I'm made.
Holiday Heart.
Seeing grace. How sweet. The sound.
Damn shame.
Wait a minute, for Wario. Okay, I put it in Skype, and those in the chat, you can go in the chat and click Wario's link. So that's what I pictured Laquan. Wario provided this, but that's what we pictured Laquan like on that call last week. See how the pinky is extended for etiquette.
Y'all ain't got no lives, I swear to God. Y'all ain't got no fucking lives. None. Absolutely none.
Oh my God.
Hey, look, at least
Trump, you know what? You got a point. Because it seems like they spend so much time and probably their money just to make memes about me. They have no fucking lives.
Then you
have
to get trolled again. Someone found a way to get you to agree with Trump. And you falling for that.
I think I agree with Trump now. I may have to vote Trump.
Okay. We all know who Trump is. All right, listen. So, I had a choice of 3 Ving Rhames videos to show.
Oh, you know what? Again,
It was even the one where he was butt-ball necking a baby boy drinking the last bit of orange juice or Kool-Aid, whatever it was, and he sent Tyrese through that glass table. It was either him getting reamed in Pulp Fiction or Holiday Heart. So you got Holiday Heart. You should be happy.
Whatever.
Wait, talk about this lady. Tell us your opinion about this lady who got violated by Peep and Tom. Let's hear it. I'll be quiet. Go ahead. Have at it, Reach. Do you?
I just lost all the passion. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Moving along. So,
Whatever.
I want you to tell your story, but if you're going to act like a big baby...
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? I just don't understand why you got to be so salty. Big shout out to Herman and Terrell. But both of them. They my buddies, but... Herman went back and listened to some... I don't know what you heard, Herman, on those episodes. Because he went back and I think he listened like the first 7 or 8 episodes. I don't even know how far he went. He at least got 7 or 8 in of our show. So who knows? Maybe one day when I have time, I'll go back and listen to older stuff. You listen to anything older, Rage?
Our shows?
Yeah.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
I have not had time.
I listen to our shit all the time. Oh shit. Oh shit. Yo. You know Cat Williams got arrested, right?
What?
He got arrested, and now there's a video out of him fighting at a Beanie Siegel concert in Philly.
Against stuff that's only funny to you.
It's funny to me. I don't care.
Because I'm pretty sure nobody else in the chat room cares.
Okay. You know what?
I'm just saying, ask them if they care.
No, they don't care. They only give a damn about the memes that everybody got to make about me. So you know what? Fuck them.
No, that's not true, Rage. No, Raji, no. No, Raji.
Well,
that's the only news story you had this week?
I had a ton, but it seems like it ain't going to be important since everybody want to talk about Laquan.
Hit Laquan. We're going to change the word. It's going to be Hit Laquan. Hit Laquan. Matt, Patty Whack. Come on, Laquan. I'm sorry. Alright, I'm not going to miss Laquan no more. I ain't going to miss Laquan no more.
See, this is the shit that I'm talking about. It's like, every fucking time I do something nice, every time I embarrass myself for you, your fucking entertainment,
for this me? Is what I did.
No, not you.
Well, everybody in all fairness, Tony C, the
I
one
embarrass
who made
myself,
you.
Y'all.
Tony C, me.
It doesn't matter. I embarrass myself for y'all in front of thousands. And this is what
you
I
were
get.
Scared of Tony C. You were scared of
I
Tony C.
I wasn't scared. You think I'm scared of Tony C? Oh my god.
Yeah, because
god.
He said the only way for you to get on that special he's doing is for you to do a prank call that night, and you ran and did it because you were afraid you weren't going to be included.
I'm not scared of Tony C.
Look. I think you are. Because he said it, and you went ran out and did it.
Whatever.
Expeditiously.
That's your opinion.
You did it.
Okay.
I mean, you could have
anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Look, if you go act like this, I'll get off the call.
This is the shit.
I'll get off. You can run a solo show. You can attempt to do what Phil does successfully. You can do a rage tutorial. You want me to go? I'll go. I'll take my ball and go home. I'll pull a CM. I'll go. I'll do something that you idolize so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk away. You want me to do that, Rage? Say the word. I'll go. Hey it, Rage. Just go ahead and say it. Tell me you want me to leave. Go ahead. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Oh, yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I'm sure the cat doesn't got your tongue.
Oh, God, yes, the cat did get my tongue. Mm.
You want me to go? Let's ask the chat. Chat, y'all want me to leave so Rage can do a Rage tutorial? If I get 5 people to say they want me to leave, I'll bounce. I'll be Casper up in this.
I can't.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me check the chat.
Where little K at? I miss little K.
You want little K?
No, I didn't say I didn't want him. I just said where he at. He doesn't show up anymore. He ain't around anymore. That's all I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth.
You drove little K away.
How did I drive him away? Why? Because of me? Because of who I am? Because I refuse to change for the man?
For the man.
What? I refuse to conform for the man.
Rage, look, this show gonna be real boring real quick if you don't read your stories. I told you, number one, let's start from the beginning. Do you want me on here, yes or no?
If I didn't want you on, why would? Oh my gosh!
See, you don't play by the rules. I ask you a closed-ended question, which requires simply a yes or a no. Do you want me on this call tonight? Yes or no?
Duh! I want you on the damn call. Why would I say no?
You can't even follow simple directions.
Why would I say no? Why would I say no?
Because you always talk about how you make this place great. You got Trump calling. Do the show with Trump.
Nah, me and Trump are going to be arguing.
Get Moondoggery or Moondoggy to come in.
Nah, he ain't around anymore. He just ain't around anymore.
But you drove for you too?
The only listener that supports me that's still around is Keith.
Hey, Rage.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen Risky Business before?
No.
You never seen Risky Business?
No.
Mm-mm. There's a scene of Risky Business that knowing you, and because you ain't get you don't get none, I guarantee that it'll just
wow. Be, you
I guarantee it'll just be you, a bottle of listen for a second. It'll be you, a bottle of Jergens, a box of Kleenex, and you won't leave the room for like a day. If you see this scene, I guarantee.
You keep on saying I don't get none.
Like you'll beat yourself into a coma. When Joe met Lana, I'm telling you.
Can I ask you a question?
Guess so.
Why are you being like Surfer and constantly saying I don't get none? Does that make you feel good?
No, I'm trying to help you.
To just pick on that? Does that make you feel good?
See, I want you to be successful.
Successful in what? You know, if it's one thing that I learned from our first anniversary show, is that I'm glad that I am who I am. I really am. I am happy to be who I am.
And I love you
too. And not somebody like somebody else that I know of. Tone.
Oh, Big Tone? You calling out Big Tone?
I am happy to be who I am.
You got Trump. There's a friend
there. I don't sit there and talk about the number of bitches I'm supposedly fucking. Or I don't sit there and talk about how the quote unquote bitch that I already have is sucking my dick. I don't want to. I'm glad that I don't do that. I don't want to. Like I'm just. I'm glad that I am who I am. And I'm glad that I'm not Surfer, because Surfer likes to complain about everything. And I can actually spell ambulance and the word guy. I can spell square. I can say Cena without the R at the end.
So what you trying to say? Surfer needs
hooked on phonics, is what I'm saying.
You trust the Surfer need a side-by-side to help him get through Highlights Magazine?
Yep.
Wow. Strong words. Have you ever read... You cruel. You are cruel.
I can't wait for next week.
Go ahead really and tell
you. I'm just saying, because if you think I'm just on a no-fucks-given kind of day... I swear to God.
Why can't you say what you got to say this week?
No. I'm just saying. No, it doesn't have. I'm just saying. Like, because next week.
About your audio.
Nate, next week. What's wrong with my audio?
Wait a minute. The bounce back audio is nonstop.
The bounce back audio.
It's telling you. He said. It's a lot of gyrations in your audio. It's like something's moving rapidly front to back, up and down.
Because I'm doing a lot of like, I'm just very, very like.
Turn your mic down.
Whatever. Like I said, next week is St. Patrick's Day.
Did you turn your mic down?
My mic is down.
You didn't touch it. You mean St. Patrick's Day? You're not Irish.
No, I'm not Irish. But next week, I'm telling you.
Tell me I'm what?
On, oh, like I said, I just can't wait for next week. But anyway.
Why?
You'll see why.
Next week on the show or just next week in general?
Just next week on the show.
Okay, because it's St. Patrick's Day. Is it next week? I mean, like, does it fall on our show day?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, not. Well, it's not. Well, no, it's gonna not. Be like a. No, it's gonna be like a day later, but still, it's St. Pat's.
I thought St. Patrick's Day was on the 13th.
It was on. It's on the 14th. Whatever. Double. I'm not messing with you. Leave me alone.
I thought it was on the 13th. It's always on the 13th, isn't it? It's I know a guy named Patrick. I know a guy named Patrick who was born on St. Patrick's Day. Is it 17th? 17th. Okay, it was 17th. All right. So
okay, whatever.
So what you gonna doesn't get? Matter. So you telling me you gotta wait till St. Patrick's Day to get drunk?
No, I don't wait, but it's a tradition of mine.
A tradition. You got a lot of those. I think that these are first year traditions, huh?
These not first year traditions.
Never been
no.
before.
Oh, I've been drunk on the air before.
Somebody in the background laughing. You lying. Somebody in your own home is laughing at you when you just said that. Someone in your own home just outed you. That was your mother, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Someone just outed you when you said you've been drunk before, and they laughed in your face. Who
I have that? Been drunk on the air before.
Wow.
Why you had to do that? You shut up.
Wow. You just got put on blast.
Stop. Stop.
Leave me alone. Stop it.
Stop. Good.
You gotta go, Reach. You gotta go?
No, I don't. I don't have to go. No.
You sure?
No, yes, I'm sure. Shut the fuck up, Lee. Shut up. Don't worry about it. Anyway, So let's talk about nobody put me on blast. I have been drunk on the air before.
Wait a minute.
Listen to the call-in show. There were times I've been drunk on the air, trust me.
Reach. That's not what you said. You said I have been drunk before and they laughed. You didn't say on the air. You added that, which means that... Right, let me ask you a question, though.
Wait, she's seen me drunk. You've seen me drunk before, right? Oh, my gosh. You will.
You always lying. That's right, Karen. Hold on.
Rage. I have been drunk before.
Rage, do you have company right now? You invited somebody over here so they can hear you on the air.
I didn't invite, she's not over here because of that.
Hi, Donna.
No.
I'm right, aren't I?
No, you're not right.
All right, look, go ahead, Reed. Show off. Do you do show, Reed? Let's see what you can contribute. Teach your friend how you do the show.
Shut the hell up.
Go ahead.
Anyway. So... Out of Virginia, we've
been down this road before. I'm sorry. Like,
shut your sick ass up. God damn. You don't want to be a part of the show, then don't get involved with the show. He's talking shit.
Every time you invite a female on the show, this never ends right.
How do you mean it doesn't end right?
It doesn't. Every time it's you involved with a female, it never ends right when you allow them to be a part of this. I told you before. I said don't bring none of your lady friends onto the network. Cause
they're not, first of all, she's not a part of the show. She's not even part of the network.
You make it a part of the show.
I'm not making her a part. You made her a part of this show, not me.
Actually, she made herself when she outed you and laughed when you said that you got drunk.
She made herself part of the show.
Well, she's welcome.
No.
Because
I don't need any nosy motherfuckers.
What are you talking about?
You scared your business? I don't need any nosy motherfuckers up in, all up in my business.
Well, if you really, well, you wouldn't be doing a show if you had company then. So obviously, you know what? Go ahead, man.
I didn't. You involved her. She involved herself.
Like, I didn't involve anybody. You got more stuff with you than a little bit. You involved you. You involved because you lied again and you got called out on your lie.
Yo, what lie? So what? She hasn't seen me drunk before. So the fuck what?
But you said
the people on this network have experienced me drunk before. So whatever.
Anybody can act like they drunk over there.
I don't act. When I'm fucked up, I'm fucked up. But anyway, out of Virginia, we have a daycare worker who was convicted of forcing kids to fight and who's burning their mouths with hot Cheetos. This is real. Oh my gosh.
It's sad because I saw a picture of her too.
Huh?
It's sad because I saw a picture of her.
She looks good, doesn't she? She looks doable. So, Kiara Springs,
20. Somebody keeps sending me a text message. Who's Terry?
Who's Terry?
I don't know. Somebody said you got Terry over your house. Send me a text message. Said you got Terry over
your house. That's real funny. Y'all are fucking not funny.
I'm not trying to be smart. I just got a text message. I can screenshot and show it to you. It said Terry.
Please do.
It said Terry is over his house.
Please do. Show it to me and don't try and blur out the name. I want to see you sent it.
I'm going to blur out the name because that's actually, I don't. It's from a different number and I don't want to get a person's number out if you don't already have it. But I will show you the next message.
Please show me this message.
And you'll see the times I received them. Actually, you'll see the name if the okay the person.
You know what else I'm getting tired of? People associating me with Miss Destiny.
Well, Miss Destiny did kind of say. Well, it's funny because when you showed up on the network and everybody found out your real name, then like a week later, she's like, "I have a boyfriend named Marquise, and yes, he's black."
So y'all automatically think it's just me, right?
Yeah, because that's when you were Skyping around with her around that time.
This is what I'm saying. Y'all ain't got no ounce of a fucking life.
But it don't matter because you got a girlfriend right now. Right?
No ounce of a fucking life.
But you got a girlfriend right now?
Maybe.
I mean, if you got somebody over your house at midnight, I mean, don't no random lady just hang around your house at midnight unless there's something heavy going on.
Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't know.
Okay, well, last time you said that, all you got to do was let the cat bite your tongue.
You're funny. You are very funny.
Maybe tonight you might be singing like the Jeffersons. He finally got a piece of the pie. I'm sorry. You know, that was funny. I'm going to play that. The day you tell me you finally got some.
He finally got a piece of the pie. You hear that?
What is that, like bondage or something?
No. It's just me giving you a sarcastic slow clap.
Okay.
Anyway. Hey, little K's in there. Hey, yeah.
Oh, I heard that. Hey, you dragged that hay out. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I can't deal with. Little K can call. I can't deal with you tonight. I'm done.
So it was Little K who sent that message.
No, Lil' K didn't send a message.
So who sent the message?
If the person texts me back and says they don't care which I'm pretty sure they'll say they don't care, then I will, I'll let you know who was.
Who is it, Tony?
You got so many enemies, you don't even know who it is. I'm trying to figure out who Terry is, though. Put your girl on the phone.
No.
Why not?
Because I said no.
Because you don't want me talking to her like this.
You know what?
You don't want me say talking
her. To her. Say her. Yeah, there you go.
What's up, Cinnamon?
How did you get that from you?
Cash Cow. I just repeated what Cash Cow said in the chat.
Oh my god.
We gotta get Cash Cow. When we do, we're not gonna do it tonight, but one day when we do a
prank. I don't need Cash Cow on this. Go
get Cash Cow, because Cash Cow got the voice, like he can pull him in. I think Cash Cow can pull him in. That's what we're gonna do on here. Tony doing his event, we're gonna do one on here. It's just gonna be you and Cash Cow. We're gonna see which one of y'all can pull.
I don't wanna be on. I don't wanna be on another call with Cash Cow.
Listen.
No, I don't wanna be on
another call. Only two participants. Only two participants. That's it. I'm calling it right now. You and Cash Cow.
No.
We'll set this on a future date. We'll probably do it at the beginning of listen, just shut up and listen. We're gonna we're gonna do it sometime in April. And both of y'all are going to call. Both of y'all are going to call one of those girl hotlines, and we're going to see which one of y'all can pull the numbers. It's going to be you or Cash Cow.
I'm not going to be on the call with.
Oh, Terry from DC. I forgot that. Quick, yeah, Terry from DC. Terry from DC. That's who you got over there, Terry.
That's what you think of. That's okay. You're fine.
That's what you were talking about. No, I forgot all about the dude. I forgot the dude's name. Somebody said Terry from BC over your house. Do you still got Terry? Ray tells you. You still got Terry's phone
number? No, I don't. No, I don't.
Because they want you to call Terry.
I'm not calling Terry.
What about Naked? We got it on. All right, I'll make you a deal. Because this person texted me saying, okay. So if you call Terry back, and we got the number because the number's on the audio, if you call Terry back at a future date, right? You can go ahead and, wow, Cash Cow going in on you.
Cash Cow a bitch. Fuck him. Fuck you too. Fuck you too.
I will.
You.
Listen. Then I will let you. You can host when you can do a show and you can do whatever you want on it. Have whoever you want on the air. You can do whatever you want for one show.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Give me his number. I'll call him right now.
No, we're not doing it right now.
Yeah, no. We're going to do it right now. Give me his number.
I don't have the number. It's on the show. I didn't remember the dude's name.
Get it.
I don't know it, man. I'm on a podcast.
So, you know what?
That's what it is. Hey, Cash Cow, it is. Terry is the dude that Rage picked up on the hotline last week. So, Rage, if Rage calls Terry back and has a nice long conversation, I mean a serious conversation, it's got to be at least 3 minutes. 5 minutes.
You're getting 3 minutes. That's it.
5 minutes. Hey, if you get a 2 hour show, 5 minutes.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Seven.
Four and a half.
Seven and a half.
Four and a half.
Eight.
Four and a half.
Nine.
Four and a half.
But keep going up.
Four and a half.
6 minutes, that's my final offer. You got
5 minutes, and that's my final offer.
Five and a half minutes.
5 minutes, that's my final offer.
5.5 minutes, that's it.
Five.
Five and a half or no deal.
Five.
No deal.
Okay. 5 minutes, 15 seconds.
If you're going to be that stubborn, and you can't take, I'm gonna give you a 2 hour show.
No, because I'm embarrassing myself yet again for y'all's entertainment. So I expect to be compensated accordingly.
You get a 2 hour show.
5 minutes and 15 seconds.
You get a 2 hour show.
5 minutes and 15 seconds. My final deal. That's it. You want right, this? Is what you want?
Listen. I give you one. 7 minutes, and I have to prank call wherever you want me to call. And you get the show. For it, you get one show. You get one episode to yourself, and I get to prank call whoever you want me to on that show.
Okay, deal.
Deal? For seven minutes. For 7 minutes.
For 7 minutes.
Now, listen. If Terry gets off the phone before them 7 minutes are up, you lose.
Okay, whatever.
I'm serious. You got to keep Terry on the phone for 7 minutes. You got to set a date. You had to set a date.
When is this going to take place?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have a number, so it can't happen now.
This will take place.
I would love for you to do it in front of your lady friend so she can see what you act like. But
shut the hell up.
Unfortunately, so.
How long we got till Mania?
Friday, April 1st, Mania show.
All right, that's it. Friday, April 1st.
Okay. We come on at midnight, right?
Yeah.
All right, get ready. And you're going to say, like, where's my Heather's drop? Wait a minute, hold up. Let me see if I can pull this one up. Hold up. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's. Let me see if I can find this. This is Wario's favorite one, too. Oh, I can't find it, so I'll just... Wait a minute, hold on. I'll just say it. Wait a minute. Is this it? No, it's not. I'll just say it. Lick it up, baby. Lick it up. Remember that?
Yeah.
Every age?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just telling you. Now we got to talk about what happens if you lose. We didn't talk about that. Okay, what happens if I lose? If you lose, we get Laquan for a whole show.
Oh, well, fuck. Oh, my God.
So somebody write this down for me so I make sure I'm not going crazy, because we know how Rage will try to say, I didn't say that. All right, here we go. This is the deal. This is on the table. On the table is this. If you call Terry for 7 minutes and you get set a date and keep Terry on the line for 7 minutes and set a date, that means I have to prank call wherever you want me to prank call on your show. On your show, you get one show, 1 2-hour show. Okay? This is all going to take place on April 1st with you calling Terry, which our WrestleMania special. If you fail to set this up and make this happen, then you get replaced as co-host by Laquan for one show. You cool with that? Y'all think, chat, does that sound fair?
I don't need the chat's opinion. This is a deal between me and him. I don't need their opinion.
I'm just asking. Why somebody went back? I'm not.
Wait.
Why did somebody go back and find that number in that show? I'm done with these listeners. I'm done. And text me the phone number. I am done with these people. Yes, they did. They went back and got. I'm done.
You got no ounce of a fucking life. None.
I'm so done with these people. Went back and found that number. I'm so through with y'all. It ain't funny. I got the number right here. You want it?
Why don't we just do this shit now?
No. Because the powers that be said April 1st.
The powers that be Oh my god.
So you know what this is like? You know what I like in this too? I like in this too where you know how you want to see a match happen so bad and like say your homeboy CM Punk challenge somebody to a match and they come all the way down to the ring and they get to the ring and they're about to step into the ring and then they step out and they grab the mic and like, I know you want this. This match is going to happen for next week. That's what this is like. That way you get people to watch next week.
If I'm going to embarrass myself for a whole show for you, and you got to sweeten up that pot a little bit more.
Wait a minute. Wait. Wouldn't you be embarrassed yourself for a whole show?
Yeah, put on a gay voice for a whole show.
No.
You got to sweeten up that pot a bit more.
No. See, you're looking at it all wrong, sir. I said if you do that, if you pull that off for 7 minutes, if you, listen, if you keep turning your
lines. No, I'm talking about if I lose.
Well, then don't lose.
2 hours of a gay voice.
Then don't lose. I'm not fooling with them. They know the exact time. 12 minutes and 13. Hold up. What's it? 12, 13.
Oh my God. Y'all ain't got nothing to do, do you?
Yo, don't lose that. Hey, look, y'all I got stuff on the line. I got stuff on the line, too. I don't know who you going to have me call. I put myself out there, dude. And you getting the whole show? This is an episode of Freaks that could potentially go down and be garbage with you running it the way you want for a whole 2 hours.
Whatever.
I mean, you said you wanted your show.
I want respect.
It'll be your 2 hour show.
Damn respect.
It'll be your 2 hour show, and then you get to embarrass me on said show.
I want respect. That's what I wanted.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you got to keep asking for it, then that's your. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just saying. I mean, does that sound appealing to you? Are we doing this or not? I just need to know.
I feel like CM nobody, Punk. I just want some damn respect. Nobody on this network shows me any kind of respect.
Right, nobody doesn't because nobody just said your normal voice sounds gay.
My what?
Nobody said your normal voice sounds gay.
See, I thought me and nobody were cool, but after now you can... Fuck nobody now. Fuck him. After that, I thought we were cool.
Now you want to screw nobody? I mean, that really does.
No, because I thought we were cool.
All right, so listen. Let's take a break and we'll come back with some news, okay? We're going to do your news because it's already 12:15. We've been shooting the you know what.
Because I already fucked up my.
But listen, before we go to break, do we have a deal? Yes or no?
Yeah, we got a damn deal.
All right, be right back.
Whatever.
My life be like, yeah. My life be like, I try my hand at, search for the equation to persuasions I'm used to, find a comfort in the zones, a closet bones I get loose to, a mountain is Fontaine, spinning in monsoon and grinning is high octane, explosive how I came, rolling down the hills cause life's a hassle, encircled by my folly like a moat around a castle, stay afloat, catch a second wind, thin is the air I breathe, teary eyed nose running, wipe the snout on my sleeve, I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need, please forgive me my behavior, have me lost in life's speed. So the God I send, words of help to win, and grumbling so deep letters can never express.
I'm here again.
Welcome back to episode 53 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champagne, joined by my co-host, Two Piece of the Biscuit Rage, and Double A the Rant. So if you're just tuning in, you missed when Rage and I just made a deal. We had the whole Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, little hesitant handshake.
Did you just call me Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to be Savage. So you're gonna be?
No, Hogan. You're not gonna call me Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
It's my manager.
You're not. Don't call me Hulk Hogan. Like that's ultimate disrespect towards me.
It makes sense since you're calling a Terry.
No, you're not gonna call me Hulk Hogan.
Oh, anyway,
you can either address me as CM Punk or nobody. No pun intended.
Well, anyway. So you don't want to be called Hulk, you want to be called a punk. A punk. I don't know where I come from. You call a black person you call a black dude a punk. That's fighting words. Okay. But you want to be a punk though, huh? That what you want to be, Rage? You want to be a punk?
I'm a better punk than that punk ass motherfucking Tone.
You still messing with Tone because you know he can't respond. Come on, Two Piece.
Why are you calling me that shit?
How'd you calm down? Somebody called you
Coco. Nah, I'm fucking irritated.
Man, Squire called you Coco.
You know, Squire's getting a little too comfortable.
I can't do it with Squire tonight. He called, you know who Coco is? That's that sign-in gorilla.
Did he just
call me a fucking gorilla?
Coco's the one who was mourning Robin Williams. Like,
fuck?
Look, I can't. I died.
This crackhead just called me a gorilla?
I am died.
This crackhead just called me a gorilla.
I'm dizzy.
Yo. You see what I mean? When you give these white people so much leeway, they think they get too comfortable and they get to calling you gorillas and porch monkeys and spicks and spades and all that shit. This motherfucker. This is what I'm talking about.
I think he.
Ooh, oh, that, I don't care. There's no fucking gray area around it. He called me a fucking gorilla.
My goodness. You know what?
Cracker ass cracker?
That was below the belt. That was really below the
belt. That was below the belt. That was racist.
You know what? I think he has you. You know what?
You got me fucked up.
He got you down for the count. He got you knocked out for the count. You better mad.
You won't support this shit?
You better try to get back up. I can hear that. You are down.
This fucking. Ooh. This is the shit I'm talking about. You give these white people.
You are so down for the count.
And then they want to start calling people Coco and gorillas and...
You are down.
I'm not dealing with that shit. You know what? Fuck him. It's the shit that I'm not about to deal with that shit.
You gotta get back up. Come on, Rage. Get back up.
No, fuck. I'm already up. I was never down. Fuck him.
I think you down for the count.
Sick of these fucking white men. I swear to God.
But you said you white. You can't be sick of your own. Are you self-hating now?
God damn, piece of shit. I swear
to God. I like how you say you white when it's convenient.
Just like everybody else.
No, nobody. I'm pretty sure you're the only one that does it on this network, at least.
I already have my two race cards come very handy.
Two
of them. I have both. I have my race cards are very handy. My white race card and my black race card.
Oh my god! I'm done. Gil said, "Don't nobody know who Coco? Like Coco was like."
Coco is apparently the world's smartest goddamn gorilla. The one that could talk with her fingers. I've seen the video.
Like they told Coco that Robin Williams killed herself and Coco wouldn't eat for a week. Coco was depressed. They signed it to Coco. And like Coco, I think Coco could read books or something like that.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I won't be calling you that, but I mean, at least he didn't call you Yaphat Kotto.
No, that motherfucker just called. I don't care. He called me a fucking gorilla, and we're supposed to just be cool with that. We're just gonna let that slide under the fucking rug.
What do you mean, we? Are you speaking French? He ain't called me anything.
I'm just gonna let him get away with that, huh? It's all cool. It's all good. Let him call me a goddamn gorilla. I'm so glad y'all think this is funny. I really do.
He's still going in on you. You want to confront him? Like you confronted Tone and Tony and everybody else? You want to confront Squire? Man, I don't
give a damn about him.
You want Squire to call in?
Fucking Ned Flanders piece of shit ass motherfucker.
Squire, go ahead and call in.
No, I don't need him calling in. Because if he calls in, I'm going to say some shit that'll have me kick the fuck off this network. And I don't want to do it, because I like my place, all things considered.
I mean, how you get mad about Coco, but you don't get mad about Gorilla, Magilla Gorilla? And I've called you Magilla.
Because you're black.
I get a pass, huh? I get a pass? Because
you're black.
At least you're honest. You know?
You're black. I don't like it. But I'll let your Urkel ass get away with it because you're black.
Oh, boy. Wow, I'm sorry. It's just... When he said Coco, I lost it. I'm done. I'm so done.
Fucking
I got that. At least he didn't call you Yaphat Kotto. Because then that would have been like... I'd have really lost it then. You even know who that is?
Go ahead, let him call. Hey, keep letting him call me a gorilla. I'm so glad y'all find this funny.
What do you mean, you let? But how do I get involved with all this? How you bring? You said you can hold your own.
Fucking pieces of shit! I can't.
What do you mean pieces?
Fucking can't. Ooh.
How are you including me in this? I didn't say anything.
Someday. Nothing. Just forget it. Move along.
I'm just. Oh, let's talk about this one second.
Now I know that he is a racist.
He got you down for the count, buddy. Little Mac down.
Don't let him talk this shit. I know where me and him stand now. Memes are one thing, but to go ahead and call me a gorilla.
Like I said.
Now we definitely have some.
At least he didn't call you Yaphat Kotto.
Whatever. I don't care.
Come on, Reed. You're out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, KO.
Move along.
You got a problem with me?
I'm done.
Hey, you got a problem with me?
Uh-oh. Reed, you got a phone call.
What's this?
Hello? You got a problem with me?
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Hey, is that Jane Goodall in your room with you?
Uh-oh. Wow. That's quiet.
Call me out, son.
Rage, why are you quiet?
You realize I'm not laughing, right?
Stutter and Stanley? Come on.
You realize I'm not laughing, right?
Now, to be fair, to be fair, I was referring to Coco Beware, but no, Lee took it another level and made it even funnier.
A fucking gorilla. There is no gray area around it. You called me a fucking gorilla.
But he's the smartest gorilla ever. You're like the Gorilla Grog of Granny M.
Do not try and backpedal.
I'm not backpedaling.
In all fairness, Matt Esquires, Coco Beware is spelled with two K's, not three. And
I'm painting. I'm at work at the time, listening on my phone, painting. So I didn't have time for the correct punctuation of Coco. I probably should have spelt it with K's, but I was trying to quickly get it in.
When I saw Coco, all I thought about was the gorilla, because I was like, "Either Coco."
But that's even funnier. I'll take it.
It was either Coco from there or Coco from Fame, and I knew you weren't talking about Coco from Fame, so so I got Coco. I just thought about, you know, and the rage. I think you really pierced his heart.
He's waving his arms frantically right now.
Well, Reach, are you? You said you were gonna get Squires. He called in. You got anything you want to say to him?
Fuck off!
I'm stunned by your witty retort.
He said your retort, Reach. You got something to say?
He looks like looks like a turtle now, all shelled up. Come on, Reach.
Wow, he is sunning you. Why are you gonna let him sun you? Like,
oh, fucking shut up and blah blah blah. Blah. I ain't got nothing to say to this.
What, question. Marble Mouth?
He sunned you. Why you let him sun you like that?
He ain't sunning shit. I ain't got nothing to say to this cracker. Moving on.
Wow. He said it's silent night over there.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Matt,
you're dismissed.
Matt, yeah, thanks. Another win for me.
Yeah, you want to get
it, another win for you. Da-da-da-da. I don't give a fuck. Racist bastard.
He got you again, boy. He
doesn't matter. You. I don't care, racist bastard.
How's he racist?
Well, this has been another. I didn't even mean it that way.
How are you racist? I'm trying to figure out how you racist when Rage is white. By his own admission, he's white.
You denounce your ethnic heritage all the time. But you use it when it's convenient.
Yeah.
There, like it's some library card, right?
Yeah, he's a card-carrying, self-hating.
Right?
Yeah, but then it's crackers like you that make me hate to be white.
Oh, you do
crackers
realize,
like me.
Okay, you do realize that white people don't get offended when you call them crackers, right?
Don't crackers care. Are delicious.
Come on, Reach. Try harder. You can do it.
Well, this has been a great, great segment of Rage is stumbling once again.
I didn't even allow him on the air. I don't know who approved this.
Really?
I know the number to the secret red phone. Who approved this?
Look, Rage, if you're not gonna say anything back, I'm gonna let Matt go because you're just killing it right now.
Please,
I gotta get back to work.
Matt, thank you for calling. I'm sorry that you didn't have any competition, but you know.
I don't.
Once again,
nothing to say because I don't deal in ignorance.
Okay. At least you're right, consistent, man. Rage.
I don't deal with total ignoramuses. Okay.
Man, I'm sorry I wasted your time, sir.
You wasted my fucking time. I guarantee you that. Good fucking night.
Did you know? Yes.
Bye, Rage.
Bye, Rage.
I love you.
Where's your girl at? Your girl is there for... I mean, you should be happy. You could potentially be getting something tonight.
Why do you...
Young Fat Kodo is married. Him and his wife live here in Baltimore. I'm gonna find him. I'm gonna look him up. Yeah, I'm gonna look him up. Young Fat Kodo. You know who he is, Rage?
Nope.
No? All right, we'll leave that. We'll leave that one alone then. I'll tell you, he played in. That's right. He played in Freddy's Final Nightmare in 1991. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right, Reed, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead, buddy. Hit your stories. Let's do it.
Gotta go back to him. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Why are you salty? Because you know Laquan wouldn't
tolerate that. The motherfucker just called me a gorilla.
Laquan Laquan wouldn't tolerate that. Because it was white folks calling you McGilla Gorilla, and you just went along with it. He didn't even call you directly a gorilla. He called you Coco.
Okay.
You know you're not a gorilla.
Did you hear about... Okay, so...
He ain't like you called you Grape 8.
Hmm?
Ain't like he called you Grape 8. I mean, if he called you Caesar, I would understand. If he called you, like, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, I understand. He said Coco. And it's very vague. And you know how you black folks are. You always... Oh, that's right. You're not black. Don't apply. Why do you hate your race, though, Reach?
I hate everybody.
We first met you. You didn't like black people. And you said you couldn't stand being black. And you wanted
black people find a way to embarrass black people. That's why. And so I don't stand for it. I don't like it.
You embarrass black people?
No, I don't.
Okay. You don't embarrass you. You don't embarrass black. You don't embarrass black.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Mm. I don't stand on a corner, and with my phone out, recording somebody either fighting or dying. I don't do that.
Oh, only black people do that.
Only black people seem to do that.
Okay, so if I find you any videos of any other race doing that, then.
You will never find me doing that. You will never find me doing that. You will never find a video from me doing that.
You should be on Jenny Jones if Jenny Jones was still out. She used to love having people like you on the show. Didn't I one time years ago show you an episode of that?
No, I don't remember. If you did, please play it.
Well, I don't know where it is, but I remember going over that with you. Where it was an episode where I showed you, and it was a black dude on there. He had like orange hair, and he was like, "I hate my own race. I just hate those people." I mean,
you know, Klan member came out. I hate everyone.
The Klan member. Okay, well, hold on. Say that again.
Said I hate everybody.
Say it one more time. Why? Just say it one more time.
Why?
Just say it.
Why?
Say it one more time.
Why?
No, it don't matter. Say it again so I can make sure I heard you. No, stand by what
except
you said.
Except you, Lee.
No. Why are you doing all this extra? Don't do the most. Just say it one more time.
I said, I'm not about to fall for your shit anyway.
Fall for what? Little K was trying to call you.
If you want to call in, he can call in.
He gone, man. He drove him away again.
I didn't drive him away. He must have had something to do. He probably didn't want to stay. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later, I guess.
I want you to adopt one person in our chat room.
Adopt?
Yeah, I want you to buddy up with someone and make it a point to make every day that you interact with them their best day. I think it'll help you with your...
Well, I choose Matt E. Echelon because he's the lesser of everybody that I don't... The lesser of everybody else that I kind of seem to don't like. I like William, but still, he fired me.
wrestling.
Just on like, my day off. You fired me on my day off.
You want to be on his show because he got on the co-host.
Yeah, you damn right. Damn right. I want to talk to Teddy.
All right, Reach. I'm going to give you some more beat the meat material, okay? I want your reaction to this, okay? This is something that, let me see who posted this. Terrell just posted this a minute ago. And
where, in the Freaks page?
In the Freaks page. But for those in the chat, I'll save you the trouble of having to go over there because I'm going to link it. I just gave it to you in Skype. I want your reaction to this video. I want to hear your reaction to this, Reach.
I'm really
Jeff is concerned that you don't like him.
Who?
I just posted it. I'm Cook Dynamite.
No, who said I didn't like them?
Jeff.
Oh, I like Jeff. I like Jeff a lot. I like Jeff and Matty Echelon and...
Play that video,
And definitely Iron Man. Me and Iron Man get along. See, a lot of people that I like are all of a sudden popping in the chat room.
Rage, play the video.
I am, if you can let me get to it. Hold on.
Pastor Zadell, you don't click.
And I like Pastor. I like
Josh, you don't click either.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Wow.
Are you going to be using that later?
Oh, my God.
Tell Terrell, thank you.
Where is the strip club at?
Tell Terrell, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'm going to watch this again. My God.
I know you ain't getting none later, so I figure why not?
Shut the fuck up. I ain't funny. Oh my god. So they're fucking on the stage. Like, there are dudes on stage that are, like, straight getting some on stage. Oh my god.
You know what? That's got to be one of our drops, too. We need more drops. We haven't added drops to the show in a while. We got to do Smokies.
Oh, my God.
Hey. All right, Ray. That's enough, Ray. Come on.
Oh, my God. Yo. Oh. Whoa. No!
Reese, that's enough.
Oh my god. Wow.
That's enough.
One more time.
No! I don't want to hear that by the end.
Oh god.
Put the tweezers away. Now listen, let's finish your story so we can move on. We only got 15 minutes. Come on.
William, I didn't say I didn't like it. I mean, I like it, but you did fire me on my day off, so.
Did you ever didn't you confront William about that on the air?
When did I do that?
Oh, firing you?
Y'all
never talked about that, did you?
I don't
Yeah, y'all did. It was on here. You did, I think.
I don't,
called it
I don't,
here.
don't remember that. Oh my god.
Because you cry for days. I was like, dude, it's okay. We'll do a show in a couple
of months.
Aren't you happy that's over?
This
network, you don't understand, Lee. This network is such a huge part of my life. For him just to do that on Facebook.
I didn't do that shit.
That was gutless, Lee. That was gutless.
Oh, what?
I've got the footage.
I said he was gutless.
And you cried. I got the footage. You cried.
I didn't cry. I don't know when the fuck you thought I was just crying. I didn't cry. What you talking about?
Sure you did. You said it. You said, he said, it's good to see you. Can't believe it. I said, Rage, calm down. I'll talk to William.
No, he already said it. He already replaced me. I know Tone did this to me. I know Tone did something to do with this.
And you were crying, and you said you had to go, and I called your phone back. Your
mom, I wasn't crying. I was pissed off, but I didn't cry.
You said that you
were mostly pissed. I was mostly pissed off because I knew I was going to be replaced by that fucking asshat.
Your mom answered the phone. She said you wouldn't come out the bathroom.
Oh my god. Yo, did you see the latest video Terrell posted?
It's the same one I showed you, isn't it?
No, it's not the same one. It's a new one.
Ralph going hard tonight.
Huh?
Terrell is going hard tonight. Let me see what he put on. Oh, and Terrell, congratulations, sir. You know what I'm talking about. Congratulations.
Oh my god.
Which one? Because he did one a minute ago. Which
posted
one?
A minute ago.
The one with them fighting, is it?
Yeah. It looked like they fucking. Oh shit. Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
Oh, buddy.
But you don't want to see this. You said that's all black.
How did her panties come off?
I don't know.
They were fighting, so how did they come off? That doesn't make sense. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, so apparently somebody texted Terry and said that Terry said he's looking forward to Laquan's call.
So y'all really just texted the man?
I didn't do it. I'm letting you know right now.
Y'all really texted the man. Yo, y'all are
eager.
Y'all fucking ignorant. No fucking lives have an ass. Y'all go back, listen to the damn show just to get his fucking number, and then you text him.
I didn't do it. I've been on the phone with you. I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want to have my number. Somebody texted them and then texted me and told me they did it. So you're looking forward to your call.
That's y'all, and that's y'all problem. This is why I don't mess with y'all. Cause y'all take it upon yourselves to start some shit, and then y'all went and texted the man. Damn the fact that y'all went and got his number, you texted him. Y'all ain't got no life. None. Y'all sit there and talk shit about me all y'all want. But y'all went ahead and texted me. I wasn't talking about you.
Nah, I know you ain't talking about me. I'm just saying, you keep saying y'all. Who you talking to? Only one person did it.
Like I said. When y'all, we went back and just decided to text him. And y'all want to sit there and talk shit about, well, I don't have a life. I do this and I do that. No, it's whoever did it. Well, whatever. To each its own.
Alright, so I want to say this. So,
go ahead, I'm listening.
It says, Miley Cyrus, singer faces criticism after posting old photo of Fuller House actress Jodie Sweetin.
What photo?
Hold a cigarette strangling a man with a blurred out face. Let me tell you something, Miley Cyrus, with your non-relevant, non-factor posterior. Would you dare mess with the trinity of Jodie Sweetin?
And the almighty titty.
Cause
she's gonna be, you know, she's gonna be on Dancing with the Stars, right?
That's gonna be a lot of bouncing up and down.
Oh boy! I wish I had DVR because I swear I'm gonna look for every moment where there could be a wardrobe malfunction. I mean, her titties are just that big enough where it could happen, right?
Jug of juices. Two jugs of milk. Two jugs of milk.
Oh my god. I'm gonna go find that picture now. Hold on, where is it? Hold on.
Jody. It ain't nothing to see. I saw it.
I know, not that. The other one. Where is it? Jody Sweetin's boobs.
So, was Donald Trump talking about his dick at a...
Of course he was. You ain't hear it?
I don't listen to anything that dude say. I'm just going through news.
He was talking about his dick, and then... what's his name? What's the other guy's name? I keep blanking out on him. The other candidate. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio came back and talked about people with, he has small hands. You know what they say about small hands and all of that shit. They were talking about each other's dicks.
Hmm. I'm surprised you didn't bring up anything about, what's this whole thing? Misha Tate and the women's and all this other stuff. The UFC.
I mean, she won and all, but she ain't going to be holding on to that belt for long. I talked about it on the Talk Brunch Second Serving with Rick, which is available on YouTube and rantemradio.com. But yeah, she ain't gonna be holding on to that belt for long because Ronda Rousey's still entitled to a rematch, and Misha Tate has never beat Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
This will be their third fight, and she ain't getting that. Misha ain't beating her ass. Mm-mm. I didn't even think she was going to beat Holly.
But, well, see, whatever. Anything can happen in UFC. Well, look, Double A called, in my side of town, Double A called it wouldn't happen. He said,
of course Double A going to think everything is fixed.
I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about mixed martial arts. I'm talking about something completely different. Can I finish? Thank you. Double A said 2 weeks ago that Jericho was going to be turning on AJ in 2 weeks.
He called it.
As soon as it happened, he said, I said, I don't want to see them as a tag team. What a mania. Don't worry. Jericho's going to turn on AJ in 2 weeks. That's his word. I still had his text message.
Yo, Terrell is a fool.
What is this? What is this boy?
Yo, I was just watching the Boondocks episodes of this shit. Oh my god.
I never. You mean with the little boy with the shirt?
Yeah. I smoke with cigarettes. I like to do hood rat shit with my friends.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god. Can we play this, please?
I want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Can we play this, please? He went and stole his grandmother's car. Picked up his friends. And crashed the shit.
Alright, listen, we're going to do this and then you're going to play the show that was, alright?
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm exhausted. I'm ready to go. You understand? We're not gonna go off on this on this.
This kid is a certified G.
All right. There you go. And by the way, I was listening back. I didn't listen this week, but I listened the week before. I forgot to mention it last week that we did our anniversary show when Squires called that what he called that Motel 6. He sounded like Jim Cornette.
Did he really?
Yeah, he sounds like Jim Cornette. If you listen to Jim Cornette's show and then listen to Matt, it sounds just like him. Milton is not your typical
He sounded more like what's the racist chef lady?
Oh god. We talking about Paula Dean.
Paula Dean.
Shut up.
That's what he sounded like. He sounded like Paula Dean.
Or the big mom. Right,
or the big mom from fucking
Whoa. Now, Terrell, you've gone too far now.
What?
And I know you listening. Did you see this video? I'm done with Terrell tonight.
What are you posting there now?
He posted Free Willy.
Wait a minute. Wait for a second.
Free Willy.
Wake up. Look. Oh my god.
Are you showing that to your lady friend?
Yeah.
Who is it? Just tell me who it is. Tell me. It's just me and you.
No.
Is it a relative?
No.
Is it Donna?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Put on the phone.
No.
I want to talk to her like this. Put on the phone.
No.
You scared I'm going to take her? Put on the phone.
No.
Come on, just put on the phone. Put on the phone.
No.
Hey, girl, I want to talk to you. Give me your number. Let's talk.
Okay, I'll give it to you. You can have it.
Go put on the phone.
No.
Whatever, whore. You's a whore.
I know you ain't talking. Calling anybody a whore.
I'll hook you up. I'll be like, yo, get my man.
You're lady. The old man. You're the ultimate whore.
Be like, I'll break my man off a piece for real. My man Rage. Yo, break him off just a little bit. Just let him put the tip in. Just a tip.
Okay. Okay.
What's her name? What's her name? What's her name? Something like Daphne or something? Put on the phone. Why you get quiet? A little pump behind us probably got me on speakerphone. Did you just fart? What the? Hello?
Is he saying anything? What's he saying?
Something about you.
Of course he is. He's a dumbass.
Nobody said anything. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said anything.
She did say something. You just wasn't listening.
Put it back on.
No, you good.
She didn't say nothing. Everybody on the air.
You sound real thirsty right about now.
Okay. Yeah. Too bad I'm not.
Okay.
Because, see, all I got to do is walk up a set of stairs and I can dive right in.
Well, go ahead. Do you. That's your business.
But, look, you know what? You got your video. I'm done for the night. Thank you all for tuning in. All those that turned out tonight. To be a part of the show.
These white people are beating the shit out of this guy.
Go ahead and plug the shows. I'm done talking for the night.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rant EM Radio.
Is it?
Still a lot of good, huh?
I'm sorry, I was playing a game.
This a lot of good programming still to come this week. God. Continues on Thursday with Mofo Magic Pootie and Doomsday. Rant and Wrestling, that's at 9 o'clock. Friday is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. That's also at 9 o'clock. Wrestling Call-In Show.
In
special
this,
guest.
I'm sorry, they're going to be in this, like, Friday's going to be part of Mega Powers World Tour, right?
Mega Powers Farewell Tour. Yeah. So, yeah, Saturday, Wrestling Call-In Show at a special start time of 9 o'clock because...
Yo, is she going to let you put a tip in?
Can I do the plugs, please? Shut up.
That's what I told her. I said, let her put the tip in.
Hold on. You want to talk to her so I can finish these plugs?
So you want me to talk to her while you plug?
No, hold on.
Try not to say it, man, because you know how...
Because this nigga nosy as hell. He wants to talk to you.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, all right.
Hey, that's good. I don't know what Marquise told you, but I'm not like that. Don't listen to him.
Yo, did you fart? Yeah, you did fart. Yo, you nasty.
I didn't.
You did fart.
No, I didn't.
You farted.
Anyways.
You farted.
Am I on the show?
Yeah, you on the show. Hey, can you hear me?
The tail end of the show, because he begged. He fucking begged to be on the show.
Yes, I can hear you. I just want to give a shout out to my mama. She ain't listening. Lisa Ann Williams.
This ain't a...
I see you, baby.
Yo, this is not like...
Oh, okay.
So are you going to treat Rage good? I mean...
Of course. What? Oh, yo, you out here telling everybody your business? What the fuck are you, Marcus?
Telling nobody your business.
I want to thank you so much for hooking my little brother up.
Where's my glasses?
You took them off. I don't know where they are. See, you done lost your shit.
This might be it. So we glad to play it. You finally getting a piece. I want to ask if
you done lost your shit.
I want to ask if you finally gonna get a piece of the pie. Put it back on.
No way.
Come
like
on.
Like I said, so
one more question. Come on.
Saturday is the Wrestling Call-In Show.
Hey, hold. This is more important. Stop.
With special guest Teddy Long. Can I plug the shows?
No, you may not. Put her on the phone now.
No, because she went to the bathroom.
Because she farting?
Yeah, because her ass just farted in my bed, yo.
You know what? She must have a fat ass because it sounds like she's full of shit.
Hmm?
Yo, for real, is she black?
Duh.
I'm just asking. So hold up. Let me ask you a question. Yo, send a picture. We want to see what she look like.
Oh, you good.
So, Rage, where'd she come from? Because you ain't mentioned her before. You decided. Listen, let me explain something to you, all right? Let me break it down to you.
No, you asked. And I gave
listen,
and that's all you get to say.
No, listen. You decided to do a show and had a girl over there. So we did it. We've been through this before, haven't we? We discussed this. Don't cut me off. What I'm telling you is this. All I asked you was a simple question. I wanted to know if I'm trying to help you out, that I can secure the deal and get you something tonight. Because when you feel that warmness, I don't want you busting within the first 2 minutes. Make sure you get yourself on the other side of the house and rub one out real quick. It'll help you last. You need to do that. I'm telling you. Because when you get in that warmness, man, you ain't going to know what hits you.
You realize I'm not a virgin, right?
Oh, nigga, I'm trying to help you out.
Yo, you know I'm not a virgin, right?
Hey, look, I'm not even going to go there with you. All I'm going to say is, I'm trying to help you out. You need to put on the phone. I can get you some. I'm not going to talk bad about you.
You got to wait, because you already went to the bathroom.
All right, what she get at? Make sure she spray.
Like I was saying, Wrestling Call-In Show. Special starts. Shut up. Wrestling Call-In Show. Special start time. 9 o'clock. Special guest, Teddy Long. The former SmackDown GM. Who was Teddy Long assistant when I was watching? Was it when I was watching SmackDown? Who did he used to manage? Damn. I forgot.
Roddy Mack?
No, somebody else.
I can't believe I forgot who he met. Whatever.
You know what I mean. They put him in a wrestling match, and when he pinned him, he actually hooked the leg. I was so happy. I was like, hey, Teddy.
I can't believe I forgot who this dude he managed. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't fucking... whatever. 9 o'clock. SmackDown, former SmackDown GM Teddy Long's on the wrestling calling the show. And Sundays, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jordan Cobb and him. That's at 5 o'clock.
Him? What the hell? What are you doing?
And then it's the 100th episode of Talk Brunch with Rick Dara and McWrestling and Padawan Jen.
Rage. Make sure you use pillows.
Monday night.
A couple of pillows will make a world of a difference, buddy. Trust me, I know what I'm talking
about. It's Monday night at 11:30. And then back to Tuesdays. It starts at 8 with the Mothership Show, The Rant with Double A and also him and the other him. That'll be at 8 o'clock, and then it's us, Freaks and Effing Geeks, at 11 o'clock following The Rant. Join us in all of our group pages. I will be restarting our Twitter page, and I'll take advantage. I'll control it, since Lee did a spectacular job at doing that.
Wait a minute. You want something from me in a moment, but you want to sit there and take shots at me? Not the wisest thing to do. I'd be very careful. I'd be very careful while I finish this sentence.
You told me to make the Twitter and you didn't do anything with it.
I thought you were going to run it, and you made the Twitter without telling me and said, there you go, take care of it. I said,
no, you told me to make it.
Rage, I'm not getting into this with you. This is juvenile. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to make a man out of you tonight.
You really think I'm not a virgin? Just like everybody else. Okay, fine, whatever. I don't care. Look, we'll be back. Like I said, follow us in all of our group pages. Our Twitter will be coming back pretty soon. Listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever else we are available. Oh, also, guess we're gonna have coverage for Roblox this Saturday.
Are you nervous? Because you know, one show over. I'm telling you, you should have watched Risky Business with Joel.
I stand corrected. We are not having coverage for Roblox. Well, I guess we're okay. Well,
yeah, you were too busy harassing the chat room to hear Double A's.
No, they were harassing me as they always were.
Boy, okay, so listen. You done?
Yes, I'm done.
Right, so I know you're getting a little nervous, okay?
I get nervous. I'm not nervous about anything. I wish you'd stop saying I'm nervous, because I'm not fucking nervous.
And you see, you acting hard is not going to get you hard, okay?
I'm not acting hard. I'm not nervous.
Rage.
What is there to be nervous about? Why do you... Stop.
Rage. Marquise.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm not. I'm trying to help you out, because I don't want you to blow this one. I don't want you to walk away without getting your way. See, in that type, you know what? You on your own.
What? Because I burped like everybody else doesn't burp? Whatever, man.
I could have got her wet for you, but you know what? You on your own. Go. Do you. In the curl. We done. I'm going to help you out, so all you do is just slide in there. But you know what? You do you. You know everything. Do you.
No, I don't know everything.
Yeah, you said you, okay.
No, I don't know everything, but I wish you, you know what.
No, you don't need my help, right? You got this.
Speak.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Speak.
Who are you talking to like that? Wait. Rage, I really, look, I don't know your name, and I don't, you know, you don't have to tell me, but my little brother, he's been through some stuff, and I really, just look out for him, you know, he's innocent, don't hurt him,
something. I know Marcus for a very long time.
Well, that's good. Okay. I'm glad you do.
And I think I know him pretty much better than you.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. And I'm not doubting
this
that.
This isn't going to be a fight. I really know.
You know, I'm not going to let it be one. There's no sense to go there. I'm almost 40 years old. I don't do that. But I just want to make sure he's taken care of. We joke and everything on the air, and I don't want to see him get hurt. So as long as you know that's what's up, that's what's up. So he didn't tell me any of your business. He didn't even tell you your name, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, just, you know, look out for him.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Later.
Hello.
Yeah.
You done? You good? You feel done. Good?
Yeah, I'm done. I just want to hear Donna one more time.
No, well, that's not who you were talking to.
Yeah, it is. I know exactly who it is.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I'm just going to let you think that. So.
Just make sure you don't spend any money on them test strips.
See, now you and Surfer did that shit. You, Surfer did that shit in the fucking group page, and now you doing that shit. Fuck both y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank about 30% of the chat room for coming out tonight. I enjoyed y'all's company.
These are the people listening?
No. The one that I'm talking to is the host. I'm the co-host. But everybody else that's in the chat room are just... They're listening, and they need to take that...
They're the people that show up every week to listen to you, so you should respect them.
Did they hear me?
Huh?
Did they hear me?
Yes, you're on live. You were on live radio. What'd you think? What?
We can hear you.
There ain't no Leos in this building. Just, well, wait, Phil is a Leo, but he's not... He'd probably sleep by now.
Is that Laquan?
Ladies and gentlemen, for me, Rage. For him, Lee.
For AA.
And for AA. And we'll see you next Tuesday night for another episode of Freaks and FN Geeks.
Bye, Laquan.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, Laquan.
Bye.
Don't get poked, Rage. Don't get Ving Rhames to Holiday.
Shut the hell up.
I like Laquan might give it to you good.
Bye. Just close this damn show.
Get an ass now. She try to get some
sick of y'all. Sick of y'all.